from the fourth chapter of our Lord's Gospel as recorded by Mark. And the 41st verse, the last clause, you'll find these words. What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey his voice. I want to talk today just for a little while. The Lord has given us some insight in a different direction. I want to talk today from the subject, He is the best that I've seen.
Amen.
He is the best that I have seen. And I solicit your prayer, please.
Amen.
The 1967 NCAA basketball championship playoff was between two colleges, namely Mississippi State and Loyola University of Chicago, Illinois.
Amen. Amen.
Mississippi State was made up out of all white players.
Yeah.
With one white All-American. And Loyola University was made up out of four black players, one white one, and one black All-American.
Amen.
It so happened that through that playoff championship, Loyola University defeated Mississippi State and went on that year to win the national championship.
Amen.
After the game was over, a sports commentator interviewed Mississippi State's captain, Jim Buckner. And in the interview, he asked him what was his appraisal and what did he think of the black All-American who played for Loyola University.
Amen.
Jim Buckner responded by saying that out of all the players he had ever played against, this black All-American from Loyola University was the best he had ever seen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this is my appraisal today,
Jonah,
of Jesus.
Yeah.
For when I think of what Christ means to me and what he is in my life, in all facets of my life,
yeah,
academically, sociologically, philosophically, psychologically, I cannot help but conclude that when it comes down to Jesus,
amen,
to me, he is the best.
Amen.
I have ever seen.
Yeah.
This was also the appraisal of the disciples as they journeyed on the stormy sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
And when the ship was tossed and striven on the restless sea of Galilee, when it went out of control of the disciples, they went down into the helm of the ship.
Yeah.
Woke Jesus up by asking him,
Master,
carest thou not that we perish?
Yeah.
Jesus arose, knocked the sleep out of his eyes, said, Peace be still. Everything got quiet. The disciples marveled, Oh, what manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey his voice.
That's all right.
In essence, what they were really saying is that to them, seeing him quiet the storm and the sea, Jesus was most definitely the best that they had ever seen.
Amen. Take the time.
Come on and go with me for a little while.
Yes, sir.
On an imaginary journey.
Yeah.
We are going to the battlements of heaven.
Yes, sir.
Heaven's courtroom. is about to be called into order.
Amen.
We are the spectators in this courtroom.
Yeah.
We can't say anything. All we can do is just look and listen.
That's all right.
I see God sitting on the bench.
Amen.
Serving as the Almighty Judge.
Amen.
I see justice.
Yeah.
Serving as the prosecuting attorney. Mercy is the attorney for the defense. Jesus himself is the defender. Philosophy is the clerk. The Holy Ghost is the secretary. Gabriel, the head of the angelic host, is the sergeant of arms. There are 12 jurymen who are all virtues of God. Faith, hope, love, and salvation are on the jury. Redemption, repentance, regeneration, and sanctification are on the jury. Truth, holiness, peace, and goodness are all on the jury. They're trying to reach the decision as to whether or not Jesus the defendant is worthy to go back to the world, this time not as Savior of the world, but as Judge of the world. So five witnesses have been summoned to give their testimony, their determinations and appraisals of Jesus. These five witnesses are natural law, time, death, the grave, and eternity. The judge, God, rattles the gavel and calls the court to order.
Yes, sir.
And gives instructions to the clerk, philosophy.
Amen.
Summons for me, if you please.
Yes, sir.
The first witness. He's instructed to come down the aisle and stand in the witness box.
Yes.
Philosophy says to him, raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? He says, I do. Sit down, and Mercy, the attorney for the defense, gets up and proceeds with his questioning. He says to him, for the sake of the record, tell this court what is your name. He says, my name is Natural Law. Natural Law, tell us, if you please, what is your job as it relates to God's universe? He says, well, I am the watchman over the order of things. I see to it that everything that happens in the world is done in some kind of lawful, orderly fashion.
Amen.
Mercy says, what do you mean, orderly fashion? Well, it's my job to be sure that the contract between day and night is kept. I see to it that there's not too much daylight.
Amen.
And that there's not too much nightlight. I am Natural Law. It's my job to make sure that four seasons come within a realm of a year. I see to it that springtime comes in March. I make sure that summer comes in June. That fall comes in September. And that the winter comes in December. I'll make sure that the showers fall, that flowers bloom,
yes, sir.
That the wind blows,
yes,
that the sun shines.
Yes, sir.
It's my job.
Right.
To see to it that peaches are always sweet,
yeah.
That lemons are sour,
yeah.
That salt is tang,
yeah.
Pepper is hot.
Yeah.
I put vitamins in vegetables,
yes,
proteins in meat,
yeah.
Calcium in milk.
Yeah.
It's because of me that watermelons are green on the outside,
yes,
red on the inside,
right, sir, right.
But still the rind is not stained.
Yes,
it's because of me that a black cow,
yes,
can eat green grass,
yes,
grow red hair,
yes,
give off white milk,
yes,
and churn yellow butter. I am natural love. Mercy says, oh, yes, I see. Well, tell the court, if you don't mind, how do you carry out these things in orderly fashion?
Yes.
He says, well, I do it by law.
Yes, sir.
Well, what are some of your laws, natural law? Well, one of my laws that would be most familiar is the law of gravitation.
Yes.
Tell the court, how does that work? Well, the law of gravitation means that everything on earth stays on earth.
Amen.
Because I have a kind of magnetic pull,
uh-huh,
under the surface of the earth.
Yeah.
A kind of centrifugal force,
yes,
that causes the earth to stay in its own orbit,
well,
and to move in its own path. I see to it that the nine planets,
mm-hmm,
are in a 360 degree angle,
yeah,
around the sun.
Yeah.
Jupiter, Venus, Mars, Saturn, Uranus, Earth, Neptune, Pluto,
all, right,
all move clockwise.
Yeah.
And Uranus is the only one that moves counterclockwise.
Yeah.
But so far, because of my law, none of the planets have ever had a wreck. None of them have ever had no collision of any sort. Mercy says, I see, that's good. I'm happy to know that you are well qualified. Tell us now, is there anything in your supervisory capacity that has anything to do with man reproducing himself?
Amen.
Natural law says, oh yes, of course that's something like that. I have a law of reproduction.
Take your time.
Well, tell the court, how does your law of reproduction work?
Yeah.
Well, before man can reproduce himself in a baby,
yeah,
there has to be a union.
Well,
a uniting or coming together,
yes, sir,
between male and female.
Yes,
the man drops his sperm in the womb of a woman,
yes,
and that sperm gives off 24 chromosomes, and that woman gives off 24 chromosomes.
Yes.
And those male and female chromosomes, all 48 of them, mix, mingle, and tangle themselves together,
yes,
until they create what is called genes,
yes,
which determines the height, the size,
yes,
the color, the texture of hair that the baby will have. And then after 9 long months,
yes,
that embryo is developed into a full baby.
Yes,
and I see to it that man reproduces himself through my law of reproduction. Mercy,
yes,
says, oh yes, I see it's rather complicated there, but you carry out? Yes, I carried out that way. Well, tell the court this. Has there ever been a time that your law of reproduction has ever been violated? That's most, oh, no, 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 it's impossible. The only way a baby can be born, a man got to have relationship with a woman.
Yeah.
Mercy says, now, wait a minute now. I'm asking you, has there ever been a time since the beginning of all time that man was not born the way you just described? No, 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 that's never been a time. Mercy, you know the only way a baby can be born is that there's got to be an affair between man and woman. Mercy said, wait a minute now. I want you to think hard. Has there ever been a time it's been violated? By that time, Justice, the prosecuting attorney, jumps up and says, Your Honor, I object to that line of question. It is very evident that he's trying to put words in the witness's mouth. God takes the gabber and rabbles it and says, Objection sustained. By that time, natural law says, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I don't want to commit perjury. Excuse me, Your Honor, I forgot. There was just one time that my law of reproduction was violated. Mercer says, uh-huh, I told you that. Go on and tell the court what happened, natural law. Well, I can't tell you all of the particulars because it was not by my natural law, but by divine order that when man fell in Eden's garden, God was plagued with the problem of how he would get somebody in the world to take away the sins of the world. And Jesus, young, the defendant, volunteered to go down and take away the sins of the world. Said, but when he volunteered to go down, God said, well, now, I got to get him there, and that though he should be without sin, he still got to be born of a woman. So then, since a person's bloodstream is determined by the man. As I understand it, God told the Holy Ghost to provide the 24 chromosomes in the womb of a virgin named Mary. And that was this divine coitus, this spiritual copulation. The Holy Ghost had a holy intercourse with the Virgin Mary. He dropped his 24 chromosomes and mixed them with the Virgin Mary's 24 chromosomes. And sure enough, Jesus, young man, caught the boat, rode the sea of destruction. For 9 long months, got off in Bethlehem, a Judea one cold December night, wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying down in a manger. He's the only one that ever violated my law. Mercy says, I appreciate you telling the truth like that. Tell me one more thing, and I'll let you sit down. What is your appraisal of Jesus, young man?
Yes, sir.
After the law said, well, all I can tell you about him, he's the best that I have ever seen. Thank you, natural law. All you may sit down, take your seat, call the next witness. He comes down the house, stands up on the witness block. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give me? Truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth have you got? He says, I do. Sit down, tell the court, what's your name? He said, well, my name is Time. I said, well, what's your job? Well, I'm the TikTok of the universe. What you talking about when you say you're the TikTok? Well, I had my beginning at the sands of God. One day God said, let that be, and I started kicking. And I've been talking ever since. I right there, way back, before the morning star.
Yes, sir.
Back before the sons of God cried out for joy.
Yes, sir.
I was there.
I was there.
When God called the son and put the son in his tabernacle.
Yes, sir.
And the first day the sun rose, it came out from a cosmos into a chaos.
Yes, sir.
Dressed up like a groom coming from his chamber.
Yes, sir.
Going to meet his bride.
Yes, sir.
I was there.
Yes.
When God took clots of the sun's red blood.
Yes,
and turned those clots into diamonds.
Yes, sir.
And sprinkled the blue ether with little diamond stick pins.
Yes,
called stars.
Yes.
I was there.
Yes.
When he planted the moon in the garden.
Yes.
Of the stars.
Yes.
And made it look like a jonquil coming out of a public garden.
Yes.
I was there.
Yes.
When the first rays of light came forth like an archangel.
Yes.
With garments on fire moving across the uncharted dot. I was there.
Yes.
God put a song in the mockingbird's throat.
Yeah.
Put lyrics in the lark's throat.
Yeah.
Put a trap on the elephant.
Yeah.
Patted the camel's feet.
Yes,
cut gills in the size of fish.
Yeah.
And put wings on birds. I was there.
Yeah.
So I go way back. That's who I am. You're a mercy saint. I see. Well, do you think you can tell us about Jesus?
Time's
over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know him. I know him. I can tell you about him. Must say, well, I don't care so far back time. Tell us just about his earthly ministry.
Yes, sir.
Time said, well, all right, I'll do my best. Said, well, now, it's true what natural law says. When he was born contrary to all law.
Yes.
He lived in poverty.
Yes, sir.
He was reared in obscurity.
Yes.
He had neither wealth nor influence.
Amen.
No training and no education.
Yes.
His relatives were inconspicuous.
Yes,
and non-influential. He never crossed the boundaries from where he lived, but only once.
That's all right.
In his lifetime.
Yes.
In infancy, he startled a king.
Yes.
In boyhood, he puzzled the doctor.
Yes, sir.
In manhood, he ruled the course of nature.
Yes.
He hushed the seas to sleep.
Yes, sir.
And walked upon the water.
Yes, sir.
He healed the multitudes without medicine.
Yes, sir.
And made no charges for his service.
Yes, sir.
I know him. I know. Yes, I know him.
Yes,
he's something, but I want to tell you something, Mercy. Mercy, we're going to tell you, well, you told me not to go too far back, but it's hard to talk about him unless I carry you back away. Because he's two in one.
Yes.
Mercy, what you talking about two in one? Well, he was the infinite.
Yes, sir.
Who became an infant.
Yes.
What you talking about, isn't he? The infinite one who became an infant. Well, it's like this. Back before I started, he laid on the bosom of a father in eternity without a mama.
Yes,
and then in time, in me, he laid on the bosom of a mama without a papa.
Yes,
when he was born, he was older than his mama.
Yes,
and just as old as his father.
Yes,
he was two in one.
Yes, sir.
The man part of him come from his mama.
Yes.
But the divine part of him come from his papa.
Yes.
And in Jesus yonder, in Jesus, omnipotent power moved in a human arm.
Yes.
In Jesus.
Yes.
Divine love throbbed in a human heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus.
Yes.
Divine wisdom was cradled in a human brain.
Yeah.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
Divine compassion glowed in human eyes.
That's all right.
In Jesus.
Yeah.
Divine grace poured from human lips. That man Jesus,
He's something.
Yes,
so I saw how he used to act like his mama sometime, and then he'd act like his papa sometime. What you talking about, act like his mama and his papa? Well, I saw him get tired.
Yeah.
And he wanted to rest. That was coming from his mama's side. But one day I heard him say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That was from his papa's side. I used to see him like his mama get hungry and have to eat. But like his papa, he says, I am the bread of life. I saw him standing like his mama at the graveside of Lazarus. Tears were coming down his cheeks. He cried, Jesus wept. But like his father, stood back and called Lazarus from the world of the grave. And Lazarus got up, shook down a dying star. He's just as much man as any man. Just as much God as God is. That Jesus fella, he's something. Well, tell the court, has he ever done anything to you per se? Well, yes, he has. Because I was whole and complete until he was born. When he was born, I was split in half. And folks start keeping up with that business arrangement and literature by saying B.C. and A.D. Everything that happened before he was born was called B.C. Everything that happened since he's been here has been called A.D. So I ain't whole no more. I'm divine. Well, what do you think about this Jesus fellow? Well, when I compare him with running brooks and twinkling stars,
yes, sir,
he's the best,
yes, sir,
I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, time. You might take the seat. Call the next witness. He comes down the aisle, stands up in the witness box, raises his hand. You solemnly swear a testimony you're about to give. Be the truth, whole truth, nothing but truth. So if you God, I do sign. Tell the court, what's your name?
Yes, sir.
He said, my name is Death.
Yes.
What you talking about, your name, Death? What's your job? Well, I'm the hound dog of the universe.
Yes.
You the hound dog we're talking about? Well, time a man is born, right then I get on his track. So how do you work? Well, I got a piece of standard equipment called a stain. And every time I get ready to get somebody, I just lay my stain on him and it saps all the life out of him. Everybody I start at, believe me, I get him.
Yeah.
I ain't miss nobody. One man named Methuselah tried to run.
Yeah.
And he ran from it for 969 years.
Yeah.
But I called him. I done got everybody from Adam to Malachi.
Yeah.
Well, I got just about everybody.
Yeah.
As I remember, I didn't miss but two.
Yeah.
Said, well, what two? Well, one of them just plain old outwalked me.
Yeah.
His name was Enoch.
Yeah.
And I don't feel too bad by not getting Enoch because he was walking with the judge, God.
Yeah.
And one day he was just a walking. And when I reached to get him, he had stepped from time over into eternity. And the other man I missed, he just flat out rolled me. So who was? Well, his name was Elijah. One day he was one I shown up wanted, the divine troubler of Israel. He was walking along by the river Jordan with one of his little flunkies named Elisha. And I almost got him when he got out to Jordan's river. But he struck Jordan, and Jordan rolled up like a scroll. And he went on across Jordan River up on the mountain. And he got tired, and I was just about to take my stain and lay it on him, but But behold, that came a whirlwind out of the north. And when I blinked my eye, by the time I opened them up, a chariot had landed on the mountain. When I reached back with my stand to get it, when I knew this thing, Elijah had stepped on board and went on home to his father. That's the only one I ever miss. My name is Death.
But Death, do you know anything about Jesus?
Yeah, I know him. Tell us about it. Well, the first time I got after him, I was dispatched to go to a hill called Calvary. Mercy said, now, wait a minute now. Was that the first time you started at me? Yeah, that was the first time. Wait a minute now, Death. Don't you commit perjury. Because if we catch you for committing perjury, you know you can spend life in jail. He said, no, that was the first time. Justice jumped up. Your Honor, I'm just.
Yes, sir.
That line of questioning back again. He's putting words in the witness's mouth.
Yeah.
Mercy said, Your Honor, I ain't putting no words in his mouth, but I've got proof right here.
Yeah.
That death started at Jesus way before Calvary. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to commit perjury. You're right. One day he was out on the stormy sea.
Yes,
he was down in the helm of the ship asleep.
Yes,
and I know that happened because everybody is closest to me when they are asleep than at any other time. Well, I got in behind him. I was just about to get in. And old Peter woke him up.
Yes, sir.
He knocked sleep out of his eyes and dismissed me from hurting him by saying, peace be still.
Yeah.
And I had to leave him alone.
Yeah.
So when you got in behind him again, where was he? Well, he was out there on Calvary's Hill.
Yeah.
And his back had been shredded with cuts.
Yeah.
And he had been cut down to the bone by Pilate's merciless spurs.
Yeah.
His face had been beaten to a pulp.
Yes, sir.
A thorny crown was squashed down on his brow.
Yes,
dirty sputum had defiled his face.
Yes, sir.
He was hanging on a wooden couch.
Yes.
With spots in his hands and feet.
Yes, sir.
So what happened? Well, I put my strain on him.
Yes.
I got it. When you got him, what happened? Well, all nature rebelled.
Yeah.
And when what happened? Well, they burned. Well, what happened? Don't make me tell you. Every time I think about it, I get sick.
Yeah.
So go on and tell the cult what happened when they burned.
Yeah.
Well, Bears, I hate to tell you.
Take your time, girl. Yeah.
Somewhere between late that Friday night.
Yeah.
And all that Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I met him and we tangled and we wrestled together.
Yeah.
I tussled with him. I hit him and he hit me.
Yeah.
We started wrestling and tussling and scuffling. And when I knew anything, he had taken from me my soul.
Yeah.
That's how come I'm sitting up here humble.
Yeah.
Because I ain't what I used to be. I ain't got no stain no more.
Yeah.
Folk ain't scared of me like they used to be.
Yeah.
But they believe in him now. And some folk that believe in him, when I go to get them, they meet me with a smile on their face. Some of them, when I go to get him, they start singing.
Yeah.
Singing about death, old death. You can't do me no harm. So what's your praise of? Well, I tell you, all I can tell you,
oh,
he's the best.
Yeah.
Caught him by the I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Death. Sit down. Take your seat.
call the next witness. He comes down now, stands up on the witness box. You solemnly swear a testimony about giving me truth, whole truth, nothing but truth, Son of God. I do sign. Tell the coach, what's your name? Says, my name is Gray. Well, what's your job, Gray? Well, I'm the landlord of the universe. What you talking about? He's a landlord. Well, everybody's death brings me. I hold them. There ain't no getting away once I get them.
That's
all right. So is that true? So, oh, yeah, I got different sections for different folks.
Yeah.
So what you talking about? Well, oh, here's what I'm talking about. Over yonder, I got presidents.
Yeah.
There's Washington and Adams and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt and that's Eisenhower and Truman. That Johnson, that Kennedy, that all our land right over yonder. Over there, I got scientists and inventors. I got Einstein and Edison and the Wright brothers and Robert Fulton and Alexander Graham Bell. That our land right over yonder. Over yonder, I got philosophers like Socrates and Plato and Aristotle and Demosthenes and Thomas Aquinas. That is our land right over there. Over there I got prophets like Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Michael, Nahum, Hezekiah, Zechariah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. That is our land right over there. Over yonder I got preachers. There's C.S. Jackson. There's old man Dawson. There's Jasper Williams' uncle, A.R. Williams. There are all those old preachers' land right over yonder. Right there I got choir members. Old lady Sally Woman. Lizzie Carwell. Sister Ella Frick. C.S. the runner for the old land right over yonder. Got matrons like Horny and Vine. Got them all there, right over yonder. Got ushers like Joe Rogers. Fredonia Rogers. Ethel Marvin. Lila Arda. Got them all there, right over yonder. Got them, I got old deacons. Jane Robertson and K.C. Martin. Sam Gaston and Gondak Slaughter. And Deacon Blackburn, all there, right over yonder. My name is Gray. So, well, do you know anything about Jesus? Oh, yes, I know him.
Yes, sir.
Well, how you know him? Well, one day death brought him to me.
Yeah, that's all right.
And death told me to put special on him.
Yes, sir.
Because he made some old crazy prophecy that he was going to rise on the third day morning.
Yes, sir.
He brought him to me. I held him with all my hands.
Yeah.
We put special on him and make sure we had him. We put a great big rock at the door of the sepulchre to make sure couldn't nobody get in and couldn't nobody get out.
Yeah.
We made a mistake. We had a great big rock over him to make sure he couldn't get out. But when we failed to realize, when we rocked him in, it wasn't nothing but a rock in a rock. It was a rock line a rock. It was a rock between the rocks. A rock over a rock, a rock under a rock. We rocked in the rock of ages. So what happened? Well, like Jeff said, somewhere between late Friday night.
Yeah.
And Sunday morning. An angel come by.
Yeah.
An angel has such a speed on him.
Yeah.
He didn't even touch the stone. He just passed by the stone and the wind from his passing rolled the stone away.
Yeah.
He was already up.
Yeah.
Because the napkin that we had on his head was folded.
Yeah.
Very neatly like. silver grave. What's your praise of him?
All I can tell you, he's the best I've ever seen. I heard him say, thank you so much, call the last witness. They summons him down the aisle. He stands up. They ask him, do you solemnly swear the testimony you're going to give be true? Whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. He says, I do. Tell the court for the sake of the record, what's your name?
Yes.
He started out and he said, well, my name is Eternity.
Yes.
And, well, when did you begin, Eternity? He said, well, I never did have a real beginning. Why, before the beginning was ever begun,
yes.
I'd already began. And I was around before all of these other witnesses ever came on the scene. Gregor, I was around before we ever had a need for natural law. And before time ever start ticking and talking. And before death and the grave ever came on the scene. Gregor, I was already in the existence of the Almighty God. Yeah, and I was in the Alpha of Faith. And I was in the Omega of Faith. Yeah, and I remember very well seeing Jesus. Yeah, and when they needed somebody to go down in the world. God had stretched around the battlements of heaven. And when God almost gave up hope, behold, there was a rumbling under the foundation of the world. And when we look down upon the heaven's foundation, yes, that was a lamb that had been slain, designed to take away the sin of the world. Oh, yes, it was. I saw Jesus way before he came in the world. Yeah, I was there when Nebuchadnezzar put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego down in the fiery furnace. And the old king looked in one day and said, how many did we cast in? Somebody said, well, king, we cast in three. Yeah, and the old king said, well, I see four. And the fourth one looks like the Son of God. Oh, yes, then. And while I'm here on the witness box, yeah, I'd like to testify and let the record show that I know that Jesus died. And I know that Jesus rose. Oh, yes, he did. There's no doubt about it. History says I find no fault in him. And chemistry said he died because he shed every drop of his blood. Oh, yes, he did. And the hymnologist said, it's all right that Jesus is dead because he was blood that's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Oh, yes, he did. And I'm a witness that he died, but then he rose. Yeah. Well, tell us, Eternity, what is your appraisal of Jesus? Eternity said, well, all I can tell you is he is the best
that I've ever seen. Oh, yes, Ben. And, but wait a minute. Don't close the courtroom yet. No. There's one more witness that I want to hear testify. Yes. You know, the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes. If you know him, you ought to wave your hand. If you know him, you ought to pat your feet. If you know him, you ought to say amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Oh, Lord, I've got one more witness that I want to have a testimony. Yes, raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you won't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Oh, yes, sir, will. Sit down and tell the court what is your name. Well, my name is Jasper Williams. Yes. Well, when were you born, Jasper? Wait a minute, Mercer. Do you mean the first time I was born? Or do you mean the second time I was born? When I was born in 1943, my mama told me all about it. But in 1949, I was born again, and I told mama about it. Yes. Well, what you know about Jesus? Well, I'm going to tell you, Jesus. Yes. He's A, and then he's Z. I was a witness there. Yes. A, Jesus is able today. Yes. B, when you get out to the river, you don't have no bridge. You don't have no boat. Jesus is a bridge over troubled water. Yes, he is. See, when I get lonesome sometimes, he is my company keeper. Yes, he is. D, he's a doctor in a sick room. Oh, Lord. E, he is my everything. Oh, Lord. F, he's a friend that sticks to the end. G, he's my guardian that stands guard and watch over me all night long. H, he's Jeremiah's hammer that rains down fire. He informs me when my enemies are setting traps for me. Yes, he does. J, he's a jealous God. K-L, he's King of Kings, and then he's Lord of Lords. M, Jesus is merciful today. Yes, he is. In, he's all I need. Oh, he's Omega, the last and the end. He provides for me whenever I'm in need. Q, he's the question, but then he is the answer. Oh, Lord, he's a rock in a wilderness. Yes, he's my shelter in a time of a storm. T, he talks for me when I can't say a mumbling word. U, he understands. Thank God for that. He understands my risings and my falling. B, he's a verdict that pronounces me innocent. God, yes. He's a way when you don't have no way to go. Can I get a witness here? X. He's an X-ray that tell me when I'm right and then tell me when I'm wrong. Why? He's Yahweh. Elohim Jehovah or El Shaddai. See, he's the zenith of my life. Yes, he is. I'm going to sleep this morning. Jesus. 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 He's everything. Yes, he is. He's the one for the Lord. Tell me. Yes. Tell me. What could I do? Oh, Lord. He's everything to me. Yes, he is. And he's all right. I say you're right. Oh, Jesus. Anybody here know him? Oh, Jesus. Anybody here but trying? Oh, Jesus. Thank God I know him. Thank God I know him. You know we live in dark times. We're living in times that we hear people doing things that we ain't never heard before. We living in times that ain't nobody got no respect for nobody in the world. Time going around talking about my God is dead. Ah, Jesus. He ain't dead today. Ah, Jesus. Well, how you know he ain't dead? Well, the reason I know he ain't dead, flowers still blooming, wind still blowing, rain still dropping, grass still growing. Yeah, God, I have this thing. Ah, Jesus. Wish I had a witness here. I know he ain't dead. How do you know? Well, I've been reading the paper today, and I ain't read his name in no obituary. I go to a lot of funerals, and ain't nobody told me they ever preached Jesus' funeral. Can't find nobody to tell me where he's burning. Ah, Jesus, he's alive today. Ah, Jesus, I wish I had a witness here. Ah, you rose. God is my heart. I know he's got power. Did he rise? Did he rise? God in your soul. Best I ever seen. I've never seen. No matter how I could do wrong.
Yeah.
And then they'll be so willing to forgive me. No matter what you do, Jesus said, I forgive you.
Yeah.
He is today.
Yeah.
I said he is today.
Yeah.
He always has been. Right now he is. He always will be. Is. Ah, Jesus. All my sorrow. Ah, Jesus. He's made his little baby child. Ah, Jesus. The mighty road of heaven. Ah, Jesus.
Yeah.